Couple of things. We were talking with Coach Scott, and he said that he had a conversation with you about Isaiah Thomas's performance against you and that you need to expect maybe the guys that were drafted lower than you to be ready for them to bring their A game, kind of like you're going to do when you play a Derrick Rose in that. Just give me your thoughts on what he said and how you took that and what it means.
I mean, it's just about this basketball game and being in this league. I mean, you know, you play against great players every single night, and you know, night in, night out, you're going to have to expect everybody's best. And, you know, that's kind of the message he made clear to me. And, you know, it's just something I need to hear, I guess.
Does it mean more coming from a guy who played in the league? He's a coach and everything, and there are a lot of good coaches that didn't play in the league. But a guy that played in the league had success, and he had to go through some of the stuff that you're going through.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's the best player coach in the league. And, you know, hearing advice from him and, you know, him offering that to me is a big deal to me. And, you know, he knows a lot about this game, and, you know, just being able to be a part of something like this and having somebody like that just always mentoring you 24/7 is an advantage that I have over other rookies, I feel. And, you know, him telling me, giving me different messages is going to help me in the long run, so I really appreciate it.
Did you realize when you were coming in how much of a point guard-driven league this is? It's one thing to see it on paper, but then night in and night out, you've got to go against it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a surprise. I mean, you know, coming in, you hear about it, and, you know, it's a point guard-dominated league now, and, you know, it definitely is. I mean, every single night, you know, it's a lot of pressure on the hardest spot on the floor, and, you know, it's playing point guard on both ends of the floor. So, you know, it's difficult, but, you know, I feel like I can handle it. So, you know, going forward, just got to learn from my mistakes and continue to get better.
You expect Brandon Knight, now that he's starting, to bring it stronger than he did in the preseason and then in the first game that you guys played?
Well, I mean, you know, he's been playing really well, I've noticed, and, you know, I expect nothing different from Brandon. I mean, that's just the type of kid he is, you know, and that's it. I mean, he's going to bring his best every single night, you know, whether he's shooting well or not. I mean, I feel like even in preseason, we were still giving it our all, and we were still attacking each other, and, you know, and it's no different.
Well, last thing for you, though, you can flip the script, though. They've got to be prepared for you, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if they're going at me, I'm going to go right back at them. That's as simple as that. You know, that's how you get respect in this league. I mean, you know, they're great players, going to make great shots. I mean, you know, whoever you're playing against, if it's their night, it's their night. When I was playing Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he got going really early. So, you know, it was hard to contain him a little bit. And, you know, he did a great job. You know, so all the respect to him and the game he played against us.
All right, thanks, Kyrie. Good luck.